You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. The markets today lost some steam on profit booking. And of course, mixed global cues weighed on the Indian markets as well, especially after the great day that we had on the markets on the street yesterday. Today was a bit of cooling down. All that took place on the last day of the trading week is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A day after logging healthy gains, Indian equities lost steam on the September 27th today on account of profit booking amid mixed global cues. The market trod water today as investors took money off the table due to the lack of fresh directional cues. A fall in global crude oil prices and the rupee's rise against the American dollar capped the losses of the market, however. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The market traded range-bound and settled with a cut of over 0.5% amid mixed cues. After the weak start, Nifty hovered in a range till the end. However, the stock-specific movement kept participants busy. In line with the benchmark index, most sectoral indices witnessed profit-taking and ended lower. The market is expected to consolidate further with the bias on the positive side. We feel the upcoming RBI monetary policy review meet could trigger the next directional move. Meanwhile, we suggest continuing with the stock-specific trading approach and focusing more on the index majors for short-term trades." Unquote. The 30-share BSE Sensex closed the day with a loss of 167 points or 0.43% at 38,822.57, with 20 stocks in the red. Vedanta, Yes Bank, Tata Steel, IndusInd Bank and ONGC ended as the top losers, whereas Bajaj Finance, Bharti Airtel, ITC, Reliance Industries and Kotak Mahindra emerged as the top gainers on the Sensex today. The Nifty index finished 59 points or 0.51% lower at 11,512.4. Among the 50 stocks in the index, 39 suffered losses. Among the broader indices, BSE Midcap and Smallcap underperformed the Sensex, ending 0.62% for the Midcap and 0.81% for the Smallcap lower. Except for BSE Telecom, which was up 1.11%, and Energy, which was up 0.13%, all other sectoral indices suffered losses, led of course by BSE Metal today, down 2.77%, Vedanta clearly there, and Realty, down 2.56%. As many as 278 stocks, including CG Power and Industrial Solutions, Indiabulls Integrated Services, Coffee Day Enterprises and Lakshmi Vilas Bank, touched their lower circuits on the BSE. On a weekly basis, both key indices Sensex and Nifty climbed by over 2%. A quick look as usual about a few stocks that were in the news, extending the losses into the fourth consecutive session. Shares of Indiabulls Housing Finance cracked 6.11% to settle at 389.45 rupees on the BSE on the 27th of September, amid reports that a public interest litigation, that is PIL, has been filed against the company at the Delhi High Court, alleging round-tripping of funds by the company. Shares of Yes Bank, meanwhile, fell 4.41% to 48.80 rupees after Yes Capital Private Limited, one of the promoters of the company on the 26th of September, sold 1.8% shareholding in the bank. Shares of Cox & Kings ended 2% higher at 4.06 rupees after reports that the company has kick-started the process to sell assets to raise around 5,000 crore rupees by putting travel and leisure, visa processing and UK businesses on the block. Shares of Tata Motors slipped 3.69% to 119.90 rupees after its UK arm, British carmaker Jaguar Land Rover, said on September 27th today it would suspend production for a week after the planned Brexit date of the 31st of October as a prudent measure. Shares of Reliance Capital declined 4.6% to close at 28 rupees after Brickwork downgraded the rating of the company's non-convertible debentures and debentures. Shares of Unitech tanked 4.69% to touch their 52-week lows of 61 paise after the real estate company was issued a show-cause notice by the Noida authority. Shares of Strides Pharma Science settled with a loss of 7.79% at 303 rupees after the company had suspended sales of ranitidine tablets in the US market. The company has received an information request, that is an IR, from the US FDA to provide the test data related to nitrosodimethylamine, that is NDMA, impurities in ranitidine tablets. Ranitidine, as we know in India, Rantac. And finally, the share price of Lakshmi Vilas Bank remained locked at 5% lower circuit at 36.55 rupees after the Economic Offences Wing had registered an FIR upon the directors of the company. Well, a quick overview of top news of the day. Of course, for a more detailed look at whatever happened in the world, you'll have to listen to Stories of the Day, as you generally do, thank you. But a quick look at some top news of the day. The US has asked Pakistan to prosecute terrorists like Hafiz Saeed and Masood Azhar, saying the reduction of the Indo-Pak tensions would depend on Islamabad's seriousness in taking action against those who engage in cross-border infiltration. Meanwhile, India's oil imports from Iraq surged to a record high in August as refiners replaced costly African imports with cheaper Basra crude. Tanker arrival data obtained from industry and shipping sources have showed this, according to Reuters. And finally, total liabilities of the government increased to 88.18 lakh crore rupees at the end of June 2019 from 84.68 lakh crore rupees at the end of March 2019, according to the latest data on public debt. India news done. What's been happening in financial markets across the world? European shares rose today with London-listed mining stocks driving gains due to a weaker pound, while hopes of a quick resolution to the US-China trade war offset worries about slowing economic growth, this according to report by Reuters. Among the Asian peers, China's Shanghai Composite inched up 0.11% to 2,932.17, while Korea's Kospi plunged 1.19% to end at 2049.93. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended 0.77% lower at 21,878.9. So the trading week has come to an end. What is the technical view on the market and the happenings there? Nifty has traded in a narrow range today and has formed an inside bar on the daily chart. After an initial gain at the beginning of the week, the index got stuck in a range throughout the week. The weekly chart shows that the consolidation is taking place above the key weekly moving averages, which is, of course, a healthy sign for the larger uptrend. Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, who is a senior technical analyst at Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, told Money Control, and I quote, "On the daily chart, the Nifty had left a gap recently, which it can come down to close. The lower end of the gap area is 11,381, which would act as a key support for the index. So, buy on dips would be the preferred strategy for Nifty from a short-term perspective. Positional traders can look to initiate a fresh long position near 11,400 to 11,380. The short-term targets on the higher side will be the recent high of 11,694 and the 78.6% retracement of the June to August decline at 11,790 onward. Well, that's it. You're all caught up with all that took place on Dalal Street today. We'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning with market updates on Monday. But of course, there'll be more podcasts coming your way as usual today. There'll be Stories of the Day, which is a recap of all the events that took place outside of Dalal Street in not just the country, but the rest of the world. Impeachment is a word you're hearing way too often. We'll take a look at what's happening on that front, as also the way Boris Johnson has dealt with Parliament in the United Kingdom. There's also another Digging Deeper podcast where we will be taking a look at the evolving relationship between India and the US, specifically Prime Minister Modi and his relationship with US presidents, starting from Bush to Obama to now Trump. So all that to look forward to over the course of the rest of the day. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.